Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always an honor to have you with us as we join together to fight the good fight. Call it for what it is. I mean, words may have meaning. And we got to use the right words instead of something that's fancy and soft and, begins to, rewrite or somehow does not give us a clear view. This is why the truth is so important and why we pursue it at any cost, no matter where it leads us. Time and again, when you look at empires of the past, they begin to delude themselves. They begin to, buy in, I guess, to their own publicity. And get away from the truth of the matter. And they start exchanging what we would call the truth for a lie. I like Andy Andrews' book that he wrote about World War II. How do you kill 11 million people? You tell a big lie. And often, it's the bigger the lie, the better. For some reason, in which you think, wow, that's kind of odd. You know, what does it take? You know, I think we have to be preconditioned to get there. And certainly, that's the scary part about America. When 7 out of 10 of us say that we're on the wrong track, the scary part is that we're seeing it. But we're, as a result of being on the wrong track, we're very vulnerable to make some bad choices. That's what I'm concerned about, including choices about our national security, immigration, when it comes to other issues that are so important to us, healthcare. You know, we want to throw our arms up in the air and we're going to have millions of families here without healthcare. And what's going to happen? They're going to say, I surrender. You know, let's go to single payer. Is that the best idea that we can come up with? Or is that just an immediate solution to this mess that the Democrats have created for us? This is what happens. You know, we get backed in a corner and we have no other way out. So we end up choosing poorly out of desperation because we didn't stop. We didn't look around, as the song says. That's our caution these days, that we don't rush into things. You know, our founding fathers deliberately set up a system that would force us to take our time. And little did they know that this was going to be a document that, hundreds of years later, the microwave generation that we are would come into play. You know, I say that we often stand in front of a microwave and we yell, hurry up. It's just not fast enough. And, you know, it's kind of ridiculous when you think about it, but that's our nature. That's what we've been conditioned for. And we've been conditioned for a lot of things, to accept that it's okay if our politicians are greedy. You know, we kind of expect that. It's okay if they steal the people's money. Yeah, it's all right. It's okay if they have insider trading. You know, I've talked to people about this. It's so incredible to me. You know, we talk about the insider trading actions and activity of Congress, and it was only, you know, a couple of years back, maybe 2-3 years ago, that they finally said, hey, look, we're not going to have this anymore. We think it's kind of, you know, it's unfair to the rest of, you know, unfair, you know, this way. See, this is the language, like narrative. It's unfair that we have insider trading advantage. We're going to do something about it, and we're no longer going to do insider trading. Can you believe this? Up until about 3 years ago. And thank you very much, Peter Schweitzer, for putting a light on that situation. With us right now, as I mentioned, David Stockton, who became famous as President Ronald Reagan's budget director in the 1980s, making history as the youngest cabinet member in the 20th century before winning his well-earned nickname of Father of Reaganomics and his reputation of a tough negotiator with House Speaker Tip O'Neill. Stockton was a 3-time Michigan congressman, and he has recently written the book Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin, and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Very good. Happy to be with you. And I thought your opening was terrific segue into what my book is about, because even though the title is Trumped, it's not really a testimonial for the man or the candidacy. It's an indictment of the last 30 years of policy drift of what I call the misrule of the Wall Street Washington elites, who were out of touch with the country, particularly what I call flyover America, that great space between the coasts, where the economy is clearly failing and people are just fed up and they've had it. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, all the pundits, the establishment media has been totally surprised and flummoxed by what happened in the Republican primaries and where the presidential campaign stands today. Now, I liked your point about wrong track. I think another angle on it is recency bias. Mm-hmm. We are so focused on breaking news because you read it on your device or cable, can't get off from it, you know, by the hour, that we forget what the big picture and the trend has been. And that's one of the reasons that I wrote this book, to remind people that since the year 2000, real median household income in America, this is rank and file Main Street America, mm-hmm. if you use an honest inflation measure, not the one put out by the BLS, which way undercounts the cost of living that people face, real median income is down 21%. It's never happened before in peacetime history or any history, and so therefore people are upset, and for damn good reason. We have not created one real, what I call, full-time, full-pay breadwinner job, and I document it in the book, since the year 2000. In fact, since Bill Clinton was shuffling out of the Oval Office. Now, there's never been a period of 16 years where we didn't create one real, sustainable breadwinner job. Yeah, they come and go, the part-time jobs and the gigs and bars and restaurants and so forth. But you can't build an economy, you can't build a solid society, you can't build families and retirement on 26 hours a week at $13 an hour, you know, in a bar somewhere. So what I'm getting at here is the system is failing, and at the heart of it is a rogue central bank that is printing money like never before, and a fiscal situation in Washington that is burying the country in debt. $20 trillion of debt, and it's going up at a fantastic rate built in because of all these entitlements and the spending momentum that's totally ignored by politicians. And frankly, it's a bipartisan issue.
Without
because
a doubt.
The Republicans haven't done much about it either. So that's kind of an introduction to where I'm coming from. But it really highlights, I think, the point you made about we're drifting towards the wall and no one seems to know it. Because we're looking at things 1 hour at a time and can't see where we've been and the very dangerous area where we're headed.
Well, David, I've maintained, you know, since the era of Reaganomics and what you and President Reagan were able to support, and we've got empirical evidence and how we drifted away from something that was, you know, was working and that had us on, a stronger footing. You know, there were some adjustments that needed to be made, no doubt. But by and large, I think for the most part, it was an excellent program. I mean, to give us some foundation, not
right.
to allow people who thought they knew better to come in and social engineer. And again, you got that typical disease of politicians who need a vote, and they figure the best way to get it is to use our money and to put us deeper in debt.
Right. I think the other point I would make is, yes, that's all true about what happened on Capitol Hill and in the White House, but we've got another set of unelected...
Okay, let's talk about that on the other side of the break. David Stockman with us.
Olé, olé.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, get you up and going this morning. Welcome. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation continues with David Stockman. We're talking about his new book, Trumped, A Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. David Stockman brings us an insider-turned-iconoclast report on how 30 years of financial and political misrule by the Washington Wall Street elites have brought the U.S. to the brink of ruin. David, I want you to come back and finish summarizing your point, and then also let's get into those 12 unelected officials that you referred to earlier.
Right. right. You know, I was saying that the politicians have led us astray, but I think the worst case is the 12 unelected politicians who run the Federal Reserve, who would have you believe that they're in touch with some arcane economic science that's beyond our capacity to understand. And without them, you know, capitalism would collapse into some black hole of permanent depression. That is just a total myth. And yet, because of the way policy is evolved for the last 30 years, they are now in control of everything. I call them, that is the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee, the Monetary Politburo of the U.S. They peg every interest rate. They dominate the debt markets. They shape and form the yield curve. They basically put a floor under the price of stocks and bonds, and are constantly inflating larger and larger bubbles. Now, all of this is a bad thing because honest financial markets that are set by the law of supply and demand are the essence of capitalism. And when we destroy the financial markets, we're destroying the Main Street economy. I focus on two things that are really bad. One, their 2% inflation target. There is no reason to think that in this world where we have to compete with China and India and the rest of it, that we want inflation domestically. That just makes us less competitive. It basically offshores jobs. It hurts workers who are in industries that compete with goods or services. And it's just a dumb, backwards, wrong idea that the elites, you know, who live off Washington or Wall Street or Silicon Valley can get by with because they earn more than the inflation rate. But the working people of America are getting further and further behind, and they're losing good jobs.
David, has this ever worked historically?
No, never. Never. You can't, I mean, it's basic principles. You know, you can't make prosperity out of the printing press at a central bank. Prosperity comes from workers, it comes from entrepreneurs, inventions, all the things we know that happen in free market capitalism. And what we have today is a perversion. I call it casino capitalism. You know, it's all based on gambling on Wall Street and inducing the American public to borrow and borrow like there's no tomorrow. And as a result, we have, and this is a startling figure, $64 trillion of public and private debt, household, business, government, sitting on the economy today, which is $18 trillion. That's 3.5 times more debt than essentially income or annual production. And that is a statistic that is an alarming indicator of why our economy is in such trouble and why it can't grow. When you have that much debt piled on top of everything, you're at peak debt, as I call it, everything begins break down, to erode, to grind to a halt. And unfortunately, that's where we are. And if we don't break that syndrome, I don't see any way out. And that's why I do applaud Trump for saying that this is a false economy, it's a false stock market, and Janet Yellen ought to be ashamed of herself. She ought to be. You can't sit there with zero interest rates for 93 months and expect anything except an enormous amount of inflation on Wall Street and the savers of America in their tens of millions, the retiree savers who are getting absolutely crushed. Now, I use the metaphor of a thrifty, honest worker, 40 years in the steel mill. He managed to save $250,000 for his retirement. He's now 75, and he's getting the equivalent of one Starbucks cappuccino a day in interest on a lifetime of thrift. Right. That is crazy. That is unjust. And that's one of the reasons why there is this great uprising in the country today. It doesn't take very much common sense to realize that you can't punish savers to this degree and expect to have a productive, vibrant, and stable economy.
Well, David, it's as if they're they've disincentivized, you know, good work and loyal and hard labor that people have put into your point about the steel worker. So either they just, you know, it's all on theory, and they're hoping sooner or later they're going to come up with the right deal. And as you say, in that sense, casino capitalism, but they're, you know, they're the casino drivers on this whole deal. The other thing is, I believe the everyday American has to see that this is kind of a new form of modern slavery, because we're enslaved to this system, aren't we?
Yeah, in a sense, they have induced the great rank and file of mainstream America to become debt slaves. Everybody borrowed too much because they said, you know, we'll make the debt cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. Go out and get a second mortgage. Go out and get a, you know, homeowner, home equity line of credit and so forth. We now have $14 trillion of debt on the households of America. And other than maybe the top 10%, most people are tapped out. They can't borrow anymore. They struggle to make ends meet. They got to pay off the credit card bill, the mortgage, and so forth. And that is where this whole thing has led us, because the Fed is run by Keynesians who basically think debt is the magic elixir of economic life. And we know that's wrong. And this goes back to Reagan. You know, we thought we got rid of supply, of the Keynesian theory and replaced it with supply side, which says it comes from capitalism, not the capital of the country. Exactly. It comes, you know, from investment and enterprise and sweat and risk taking and so forth. And it's been turned upside down to the agency of the central bank. If you watch the, you know, business news, watch the NBC or Bloomberg or any others, it is all front and center focused on what the Fed is going to do by way of 25 basis points of interest, which is meaningless to any businessman or household in America, and all of the word clouds and nuances that come from their statements, including the one coming up this week. Now, all of that is relevant to the gamblers on Wall Street and to the windfall gains that they would like to harvest by playing this next meeting correctly, but it does no good whatsoever. In fact, an enormous amount of harm to the real economy. Because you know what it's doing? It's actually encouraging what I call the C-suite, you know, the top executives and the corporations of America, to spend most of their time borrowing money and buying back their stock or doing M&A deals, which pump the stock market, but do nothing for the workers on their payrolls or for the future competitive and productive viability of the enterprise. They're basically eating the seed corn. And that's because they have stock options in a stock market that's totally inflated by the same people. We're talking about the 12 unelected rulers of the country. So, you know, if you follow this thing far enough, you see that everything is distorted. People borrow too much. Corporations are not investing. They're speculating with the shareholders' money and balance sheet. All of this is getting us in big trouble, leading to a dead end. And I think that's one of the big issues that's on the table for this election.
Well, David Stockman, I know people want to know what they can do about it. And I say, first of all, get David Stockman's book, Trump, The Nation on the Brink of Ruin and How to Bring It Back. You need to educate yourself, see what's going on, see what these 12 unelected officials have done to us, how they have turned this into a modern-day form of slavery. And guess what? We're in, they're not, and all is well for them. And meanwhile, we're suffering for it.